September 5th, 1991, in Osterville, Massachusetts, interview with John Gilmore, Robert Brown, the interviewer. Let's see. Mr. Gilmore, we're talking here in this interview partly about your sister, Elizabeth Gilmore Hope, but as her younger brother, I think 5 years younger, you said, right? I want to weave in some of your recollections and comments on your family in general. You were, perhaps you can say a bit about your parents and their background and their interests as you remember the early memories of it.
Yes, I would like to just say that Elizabeth and I both felt that we had had a very rich and unusual childhood. My father was a professor at the University of Wisconsin in the Law College of Law, and in the early days of the university, he was active with the administration, and in 1913, he took a sabbatical year, and he and my mother took the three children, my brother, Eugene, and Elizabeth, and myself, to the continent of Europe for 1 year. This was an exposure to culture and art that I am sure had a bearing in Elizabeth's finally becoming an authority in art history. We lived in Rome for several months and visited in Paris for several months, Switzerland, and Germany, and in each of those places, my mother would see that due attention was paid to museums, churches, and all the cultural advantages that being there involved. The family had to return hastily to the United States when World War I broke out in late August or early September 1914, and returned to Madison. And my father had commissioned Frank Lloyd Wright to build a house on University Heights in 1907, and that house, known as the Airplane House, became the scene of many happy family experiences, Christmas celebrations, Christmas parties, and is preserved. That house is preserved to this day by a remarkable family in Madison who have lived there since 1925, and
those are the Weiss family, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. The Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, mm-hmm. And Mrs. Weiss lived to be 102 years old and died just in August of 1991. She and her family kept the house beautifully, and it is, well, it is told to me that it needs more than just minor maintenance, that it is perfectly represents the condition it was, exterior at least, the exterior condition that it had when we lived in it.
What was did your father work closely with Wright on the design of the house?